Jerry Bader Show, 10:36. I think that somehow this is related to the topic we've been talking about in the last half hour, the stifling of free speech by the left, of just language they don't like. The story, a loyal Jerry Bader Show listener posted this at facebook.com/Bader page. If you don't follow it, you really should. Facebook.com/Bader page. Here's the headline from the New York Post. City council members rip Walmart's charity of dangerous dollars. More than half the members of the New York City Council have fired off a letter to Walmart demanding that it stop. This isn't The Onion, right? This is real. Fired off a letter to Walmart demanding that it stop making millions in charitable contributions to local groups here. This can't be real. 26 of the 51 members of the council charged in the letter that the world's largest retailer support of local causes is a cynical ploy to enter the market here. We know how desperate you are to find a foothold in New York City to buy influence and support here, says the letter obtained by the New York Post and addressed to Walmart and the Walton Family Foundation. Stop spending your dangerous dollars in our city, the testy letter demands. That's right. This is a cease and desist letter. I'm going to just read on because I have no words of my own at the moment. Last week, Walmart announced that it distributed $3 million last year to charities here, including $1 million to the New York Women's Foundation, which offers job training, and $30,000 to Bailey House, which distributes groceries to low-income residents. Don't do that. Walmart, which has been thwarted by union-backed opposition for more than a decade, said the handouts can make a difference on big issues like hunger relief and career development. The retail giant said its business agenda aligns with supporting the local organizations that are important to our customers and associates. But Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito called the donations toxic money and accused Walmart of waging a cynical PR campaign that disguises Walmart's backwards anti-job agenda. They have lost their freaking minds. The left has just gone off the deep end. Sources said activists will stage a demonstration, well, it would have been yesterday, outside City Hall, tearing up giant, mocked-up Ed McMahon-style checks from Walmart to prove their point. A key bone of contention is the Walton support of New York City charter schools. Since 04, the Walton Family Foundation has funneled $16 million into the cause, including the Dream Charter School, Village Academies, and the Success Academies founded by Eva Moskowitz. We're proud of the work we're doing to transform the public education landscape and proud to have played a small part in their success, Walton Family Foundation spokeswoman Daphne Davis Moore said. Walmart is at raised eyebrows with its New York political contributions before, blah, blah, blah. Well, sure they went into New York. Why wouldn't they? It's the largest city in America. But that said, as reported by the Post, former Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz appeared to soften his attitude toward the company in 2011 after the retailer donated $150,000 to his summer Martin Luther King Jr. concert series. So that apparently, well, see, they've done, this has worked before. Just think about that. To so revile a business that you won't take its charitable contributions and insist that they stop giving. Another classic example of the left trying to stifle someone they don't like, even to the point of just helping, not even free speech. And again, of course, insisting that that Walmart not give this money hurts the people that they're trying most to help, that liberals claim they're trying to help. Again, we laugh this stuff off. But that's what they try to do, is erase from existence any words or anyone they don't like. This is Orwellian. It's shocking. You know what? You should go to the hate Facebook page. There are a lot of you, it's the hate Walmart Facebook page, no Walmart on whatever. Many of you know that there's a group, I'll bet you they posted that with pride. There's a hate group that formed here in Green Bay to keep a Walmart out of downtown Green Bay. That's there. They're a hate group. Just start typing no Walmart on Broadway. If you go on Broadway, it should pop up. See, I go to it so often, it's just there. Second one. There you go. Let's see. No, they haven't posted it yet that we can see, because I'm sure that they would totally agree with the New York City Council that Walmart's charitable money is no good here, by God. Not going to happen. I'm stunned. All right, I'll tell you what. We'll come back and do this. It's the 25th anniversary of Tiananmen Square Massacre, actually some other anniversaries as well. I want to share some thoughts with you on that in just 3 minutes. It's 10:43.
The Jerry Bader Show.
The Jerry Bader Show.